Chapter 30, Part 8. Krishna reassures Draupadi. Krishna bid farewell to the Pandavas and was ready to depart. He and Satyabhama mounted the chariot, which was yoked with the horses Shaibya and Sugriva. Seeing Draupadi standing before him so meekly, Krishna said, "O Draupadi, do not be in anxiety. Before long, you will be the wife of kings after your husbands have crushed their enemies and won back the earth. O black-eyed beauty, ladies such as yourself, possessed of all auspicious marks, can never suffer for long. The Kauravas will soon reap the results of their sins against you, and when they have been destroyed, you will see their wives despairing, just as you despaired upon leaving Hastinapur." Krishna once more assured Draupadi that her five sons were flourishing and that she would soon see them as grown-up, powerful heroes. Then, saluting the Pandavas and bowing to the Brahmins, Krishna urged on his horses and left the forest. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.